Tax can be a little bit trickier when it comes to the cash flow, simply because there's often more than one item on the SFP. There's normally more than just current tax payable, there could be deferred tax payable as well. Similarly, there could be a deferred tax asset, in which case you would set the two off against each other. But normally there's a current tax payable and a deferred tax payable. Simply add these two figures together and then pop them into our little working. One final word of warning, very, very occasionally, the examiner shows actually that the cash amount coming in, that the cash amount would be an amount coming in would be a tax refund. Not very often, but sometimes it's the case. I don't think you've done it wrong.